Let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline at 437 and visit with ABC's Alex Stone, who's in Los Angeles. And we're talking about COVID cases still on the rise with no sign of stopping. Alex, this is news most people don't like to hear.
Well, no, and the numbers are not looking good right now. The latest numbers that we have from the federal government, 45,000 new cases in a day, that tally coming from Tuesday, the average now being up 52% over a week ago, 228% in the past month. You know, a lot of people say, well, you can't talk about percentages because they were so low that they're going to sound dramatic. These are big increases compared to what we were seeing not that long ago. Cases in Florida up 490% in a week. The new hotspot in the country being in northeastern Florida, where hospitals are reporting in they are as full, if not more full, than they saw during the height of the pandemic. Los Angeles County on the other side of the country, 20-fold increase over a month ago. A month ago, the county had 200 cases a day. Right now, looking at about 2,700 cases, and these numbers have not been this high since mid-February. If California were still using its color-coded tier system, Los Angeles County would be shut down again, that it would be in the most restrictive purple tier. California is not doing that any longer, but masks are now mandatory in California again. They are for workers in Las Vegas as well. Changes are beginning to be implemented.
And it sounds like employers are starting to get a little nervous as well and possibly considering forcing employees to get vaccinated.
Well, in Northern California, in the Bay Area, the three most populated counties today made it well known. They made it very public that they want companies and businesses to mandate their employees get vaccinated or they don't work there. That they are saying that they need employers to mandate the vaccine, which legally an employer can do as a condition of work, and that they're asking them to do it right now. So, yeah, some may do that. I'm sure many will not, but that is at least the request coming from the health officers in four of the most populated counties.
And all of this coming as most school districts, I mean, we just had a story here that Woodland Park in Colorado is dropping the masks and things like that. Will it be a situation where do you think most businesses and most school districts, especially in California, will now start to go back to the mask this coming fall?
Yeah, you know, some are. Schools, yes. Most schools in California are saying that the masks are going to be mandatory. Depends on the state that somebody is in. Arizona, no. Eight states, the legislatures have banned schools from mandating masks. But Kansas City, Kansas, not Missouri, but Kansas, they decided in the last 2 days that they're going to mandate masks for school kids. So it depends on where you are. It's not always right down political lines, but in many areas, yeah, they're saying, especially younger children are unvaccinated. With the Delta variant, younger people are getting it more often, and that they feel like the masks need to go on.
Okay, great information. Thanks as always, Alex. Appreciate it.